Does everyone do their taxes?
I have done my taxes. I still need to physically mail my Missouri return for some reason.
Who do you file with?
TurboTax. But there was something weird about it.
Oh.
TurboTax.
Weird. I've never had to do that.
I know. Me neither.
I almost always owe money to the state.
Me too.
This year, Missouri owed me $9. So.
That feels good.
It did feel good.
Thank you for buying me Taco Bell, Missouri.
Twice.
Twice.
You ready to rock and roll?
Yeah.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
I'm ready. Already rolling.
Thank you for buying me Taco Bell, Missouri.
Hello, this is Brad Warren, and you are listening to Beyond the Event, a youth ministry podcast presented by Christ in Youth, where we help you maintain momentum between the mountaintops. We are getting crazy close to summer, and this is one of my favorite episodes of the year, because we've got engage trips that are happening. They're happening right now as I record this. We got one getting ready to leave. We've got a bunch that are happening this summer. A little bit later in the season, you're going to hear from Brittany Shoemake, our director of Engage. But we also, as you know, are gearing up for Move and Mix. We are so, so pumped to see you at Move and Mix. And the reason that this is one of my favorite episodes of the year is that I get to sit down with Mikey Sackrider and Mallory Jenkins, who are the kind of head chefs in curating the content that your students are going to experience this summer for Move and Mix respectively. So gonna have a great chat with them and let you kind of start to get excited about what you're walking into at Move and Mix this summer. So let's go ahead and jump over to my conversation with Mikey. Mikey Sackrider, welcome to Beyond the Event for the first time.
Yes. What's up, everybody?
Wow, you're here. I'm so excited that you're here. Of all the people that have been on this podcast, which at this point is several.
Thousands.
Not thousands.
Okay.
You are probably the person who knows me, has known me the longest, which is kind of fun.
I love that.
Yeah. We went to college together.
Yeah.
Florida Christian College.
Yeah.
God rest her soul.
May it never cease.
May it never cease. So, just recently moved to Joplin, Missouri.
Yep.
From Brevard County, Florida.
Broward County.
Not Brevard.
Not Brevard.
Yuck.
Yep.
From Broward County, Florida, which is way down in South Florida.
Yep. I like Brevard County, for the record. I just don't want someone, if they're listening from there.
Yeah. To be like,
it's a great place.
He's not from
there. They have a good zoo.
Great. Do you have any so you lived near the place where that guy like consumed a bunch of bath salts and ate somebody's face?
What?
Do you remember that?
I don't.
That was one of the like all-timer Florida man
that
stories.
That just sounds like a normal Tuesday in Florida. Yeah. So it probably just flew right over my radar. Ask,
what's like the craziest Florida man story that you remember from your time there?
I don't really have like, a Florida
did anybody
story.
Ever in your church just do something insane that you were like, oh my gosh.
I remember growing up, there was a kid who got in a lot of trouble with the law because he broke into a construction site and wanted to like drive the machinery, mm-hmm. him and his buddy. That seemed, I don't know where he is now, what he's doing.
Jail.
Maybe. Sounds like a Florida man kind of like set up there, but. There was a story, this is more of a Florida story. When I lived in South Florida, I had a friend who was walking his dog at 5 a.m. and a coyote came out and took his dog. Never saw him again.
Rip.
I guess it's not really a Florida story. But
okay,
it was
but
crazy.
Have you ever heard of this thing? We're going to do it right now.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of this thing where you Google like Florida man and then your birthday? And then no. See what's your birthday?
May 27th.
Florida
man. If it's
man,
a story about me,
no, it's
I'm
not,
leaving.
It's not going to be a story about you. Okay. Oh, okay. Interesting.
What is it?
The first one
can
that
you
comes
say it on
up,
air?
Yes.
I'm nervous.
The first one that comes up is from Action News Jax, Jacksonville, Florida, my hometown. Amazing.
Go Jags.
Go Jags. From May 27, 2020. It says, Florida man kicked chicken like a field goal, deputies say.
That's in the middle of COVID, that's too. This guy was just bored.
Get just out of here punting chickens.
I wonder how far it went.
Oh, man. We can do it now.
That's amazing. When's your birthday, Brad?
September the 29th.
Okay.
Florida man, September 29.
If it's the same guy punting another chicken.
No, this is from September 29th of 2020. So also COVID.
Just
era.
bored Florida people. It's fine.
Florida man in his underwear hits deputy in the face with Bible.
Wow. I love it.
Does it say
where in Florida? What part of Florida is that one from? If it's also Jacksonville, that's going to be
Ocala.
Okay.
Predictable.
We're pretty close. Yeah. That's.
We're all north of I-4 here, which is...
I could have guessed both of those for sure. So,
Pico, what's your birthday?
April 21st.
He was ready.
I already have one pulled up.
What is it?
From Rockledge, Florida.
I don't know what that
Never
is.
Never heard of it.
This headline says, "You're in trouble."
Gosh.
Florida man takes leak in store's beer cave. $113.36 worth of beer damaged, police say.
Damaged?
Wow.
Interesting word.
I guess
feel like contaminated would have been the word.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unless he just had like a jet stream going and was
it makes
wreaking
it sound like,
havoc in the beer cave.
It makes it sound like they put it on a different shelf and sold it on like clearance. Like, you should just get rid of it.
What? Anyway, welcome awesome. To Joplin.
Yep, we moved
where we
from
don't
Florida.
Have anybody. No one in Joplin has ever hit someone in the face with a Bible in their underwear
that you know of.
Maybe they have.
Yeah, that's true. It's great to be here.
I'm super glad that you're here. Me too. It's been a long time since we've had someone in your position, like kind of leading out on Move content that has as much youth ministry experience as you have, which is so cool. So like not that long ago, you were a youth pastor.
Yeah.
Like 7 months ago.
Yeah.
You were a youth pastor. Doing that. You were still rocking and rolling there. So when you got here and it's like, okay, we're programming Move for 2024. We're ready. We're making it happen. What were you like excited to bring to Move that it's like, man, I wish that I had had this for my kids at an event. And now I'm excited to like make it happen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the crazy thing is, make it even more of a cool transition, is my last thing in student ministry was attending a week of Move last summer as a youth pastor, right?
It's crazy.
Which is super fun. So obviously the whole time I'm there, I'm thinking about the event a little bit differently through a different lens, you know, because I knew that we were moving the next month. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say there's nothing drastic. Like, there's nothing that I'm like, this has to be completely changed. I mean,
Move
CIY
sucks.
No, Move.
We
got to
read.
Right. Yeah. None of that. Move is amazing. I went as a student, you know, was a part of Move several summers in student ministry, even as an intern. So there wasn't anything drastic. I mean, maybe some small things. Just trying to think of, okay, where does this go? Sorry for using your podcast name to talk about this, but beyond the event.
Yeah.
Like, how does this take a student beyond this week of Move? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of framed a lot of programming for this summer. Again, nothing drastic, but some small things that we're deciding to do to maybe focus more on what does this look like for an everyday life of a student as they follow Jesus. And so again, nothing drastic, but things like that. And, you know, I led a group of, they were juniors at the time and now they're seniors. So thinking about how can we make this summer great for a group leader, and how can we make it great for a student who maybe is going to Move for the first time, hearing about Jesus for the first time? Mm-hmm. A lot of those questions are what I'm asking, which I'm really excited about. So there's just some things that I don't want to give away too much, but there's just some things that
I know
you'll notice will be a little bit different.
Can we do, okay, we're kind of like dancing around what Move is actually about this summer. So
right.
Do you want to talk a little bit just about that? Like where are we headed?
Yeah,
summer?
For sure. Absolutely. This summer is really unique in the sense that we're focusing on more of maybe a topic, right? In that the word rest is a big part of the summer. So the rest of your life has a dual meaning. The rest of your life, meaning the rest that you need for your soul. Matthew 11, 28 through 30 is what we're mainly focusing on to kick things off. But then also we kind of end the week on the other side of that, which is the rest of your life, meaning from this point moving forward, how are you going to live for Jesus? So kind of that dual meaning, but we're focusing on Psalm 23 in the mornings, We're going to focus on Jesus as the Good Shepherd in the evenings and how he embodies what we talk about in the morning. But all throughout that, we're talking about how do you actually find rest? And we know, even for adults, we live in a generation of society that I believe is really tired and tries to do a lot of things to find rest when actually we're just making ourselves more tired. You know what I mean?
Why are you looking into my soul while you're saying that? Why are your eyes piercing?
I got the venti coffee this morning, so I should be the one. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was literally just telling you, like, I am having to literally pray for the energy to record this podcast right now because I'm just exhausted.
Yeah. I mean, there's a phrase that I say this all the time. I don't know if everyone else does, but I remember students saying it where they say, it's just a lot.
It's just a lot, man,
you know? And I think that's become a really common way to answer the question of how are you or how's life? You know, it's just a lot, you know? I think students maybe more than ever are involved in more activities and, man, social media tricks our brains into thinking that we constantly need more and more and more and just makes us more tired. So, yeah. So this summer we're talking about that. Where do you find rest in Jesus?
Yeah.
And how do you do that? So,
and for adults and like people in ministry, this is another crazy thing too, is I feel like we have almost historically worn it as like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
To be like, I'm busy. I've got a lot going on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy. And so we're kind of addressing that, which is going to be a lot of
fun.
For
sure.
So I know you said you don't want to give too much away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything that is happening this summer, by the way.
I love that.
Listener, I have no clue. Can you give us like a tiny peek behind the curtain? Can we know something that's, you know, like something fun, something cool, something we're trying?
Yeah.
Is there anything we can know?
Yeah, for sure. I will tell you about probably one of the projects I'm most excited about because it's a little bit different.
Okay. Let's do it.
And it affects some other pieces of programming. I won't go into full detail, but there is going to be a series of... like a film project,
okay,
where we're going to follow the lives of a handful of students that are going to be trying this sort of like, I'm not going to say the name of it, but it's going to be like this challenge, this 21-day challenge of living differently,
okay,
living a different way than maybe they're used to. And we just kind of follow the progress of that and the stories that have come from that, like just within those 21 days of how it's affected families, how it's affected even their group leaders, their church. It blew me away. Like we knew it was going to be really cool, but it's blowing me away in the sense of what God has already done through just those students. I think it was like 4 students in 21 days. And students that attend MOVE this year will have the opportunity to also try this 21 day kind of challenge course, whatever you call it. And I'm just excited to hear the stories that come from that too. So
that's one of those like beyond the event things 100%. Where challenging students like, okay, for the next 21 days, try this out.
100%.
Oh, cool.
And that's probably the biggest difference this summer is the way that we're ending is more so, okay, how do you practically every day as a student find this rest and live this different way of Jesus? The last day we're talking about pace. How do you live the pace of Jesus for the rest of your life? And this project kind of comes alongside that idea. And I'm excited to see what happens with, you know, students and student ministries through this. And it's going to be different, but I think this generation really desperately needs to change some things practically to find that rest.
You know,
and so do adults. Sorry.
Not yeah. Just you know, what's funny though, as you're talking about that is this conversation in a weird way is like making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
As I'm like,
you want to do the challenge?
I don't know.
I'm doing
That's the thing is like, I don't, like I'm already rationalizing in my head.
Right.
How do I get out of this?
Right.
How do I don't even know what it is, but it's like, if it's designed to make me slow down, it's going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Like it's going to, oh my gosh.
I will say this. I'm going to give a shout out to a book called The Common Rule.
Yes.
I can't remember his name. It's Justin something.
Yeah.
Do you guys have show notes? Can we put it in the show notes?
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes. That'd be fun. Man.
I read this book before, like right when I moved here back in August, and it really changed a lot of what I do daily. And that kind of sparked this idea to create a 21-day challenge for students to be able to do as well. So that sparked it, but also The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry was another book that sparked some ideas. And so... just great books, great resources. I will say this, I am going to be doing this 21-day challenge in May leading up to the summer, and
which
I'm excited.
That's hard. for
us. Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
it might be April, but at some point before the summer, April or May, I'm going to do that. And so just a way to kind of prepare my mind for what we're going to be talking about this summer for students. And
Justin Whitmull Early.
Yes, there we go. And it was a three-parter.
That's the guy, three-namer.
Three-namer.
So you know it's got to be good.
Yes.
The only way it could be better is if he was just J.W. Early.
Yes.
You know? Couple of initials in the last name.
That guy is studious, for sure.
Yeah, but it is a great book. Can confirm. I have read it. It's a great, when you talk about pace, that's one of the first books that actually popped into my mind as you were talking about that.
So. And it's not like it's not 21 days of these completely drastic, crazy, maybe for some at first, but it's just some pretty simple steps that you can take that'll keep you on that pace with Jesus. So
yeah,
it's exciting.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah.
Okay, you are fresh in your job at CIY.
For sure.
You are just brand new.
Yep.
Tell me what you like about CIY, the culture of being here, the staff. What do you love about it?
Yeah.
Or, you know, make something up if you don't love it.
No, I do. I love it. Yeah, man, it's awesome. And it's different, obviously, you know, for those who are in student ministry, like, you know, with that weekly grind, going back to that work, you know what that's like. And you have something that you're working towards every week, which would be Sunday or Wednesday, right? You've mm-hmm. always got something coming up. So it's a little bit different.
Or both.
Right. Yeah. Or both. Exactly. Yeah. Or both. Probably both. And multiple services on Sundays, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times. But so it's very different because we're working towards something that happens, you know, one time in the summer, and that's what we're working for. But man, it's so cool to be with people, collaborate with people. The amount of creativity that just comes from one meeting with a group of five people is insane to me on this team. Like, just the capacity creatively that people have here to just to take an idea and make it even better, or to create a new idea completely. It's a very, very creative environment in that sense, collaborative. But also, you know, a lot of people see what we do every summer. They come to our events. They love it. But to see people have the same attention spiritually throughout the year is incredible to me. The amount of times that I've had conversations with people that are really, you know, checking in on me. Like, dude, how are you doing? Can I pray for you right now? Just yesterday. How can I pray for you right now? Cool. Let me do that. Let me pray for you. So that's just kind of all throughout the staff here. It's been super fun. And then also just all the fun that we have. Like today, we have pie day. There's pie that's going to be served, and it's going to be great. So just little things like that. It's a really fun environment. And exactly what you see from the outside is what you're getting on the inside. And that's really encouraging to me, right?
I tell people that all the time, that I was like almost hesitant to work here.
Yes.
Because I had such a high view of like CIY. And I was like, do I want to see behind the curtain here? Yeah. Do I want to know, is this going to ruin this thing that has played such a pivotal role in my own spiritual development?
Yep. A million percent.
And nope, it did not. Only more respect and admiration for the people that work here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a good crew.
I remember being in the truck driving here and having that thought of like, man, what if it's worst? Yeah.
What if it's not what I think?
Yeah. But the complete opposite. Right. It's what you see and more, which has been great. So
it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best. Okay, Mikey.
Yep.
We have a time honored tradition on this podcast.
Wonderful.
When CIY staff members come here and talk to the people, and we do mailbag questions.
I love it.
So we have questions that youth pastors have asked.
Okay.
And you are going to answer those questions.
I love it. Do we have an actual physical mailbag?
No.
Okay.
But
that's fine.
If you can imagine.
I like your imaginary mailbag, Brad.
Me pulling. We have had people send us physical mail before, and I'm sure people get tired of me plugging this, but like, please send us mail. Please send us mail.
Pictures? I want pictures.
I've never gotten pictures.
Oh, man. Just
questions, postcards.
Yeah.
Packages at times, even with
family
like,
Christmas cards.
No family Christmas cards. See, these are the ideas we need. This is the kind of collaboration that we need here on Beyond the Event. If you want to mail us something, P.O. Box B, Joplin, Missouri 64801. We'll have Mikey back on. He'll critique all of your family photos. So
can we get some Christmas in July? That's what we need.
We are going to be busy.
That's true. We won't even be here. They will too. They're not going to be home.
We are not going to be recording this podcast in July.
Fine. We'll wait till December.
We can do Christmas in September.
Great.
Does that work for your schedule?
I will be here waiting for you all to review these family pictures. Okay, so. Great. I love it. Okay, mailbag.
All right, mailbag. Yep. Pikel.
Mikey, we have a question from Tim Gray.
I know him.
How?
So Tim Gray, he's a legend in the world of youth pastoring.
Yeah.
He was the reason that we moved to South Florida. I interned with him and in student ministry, and then that internship turned into a full-time job. And then I stayed there. So I was there for 8.5 years because Tim was so gracious to invite me to do an internship with him. And then he started doing like more of adult ministry, small group stuff. But I stayed, obviously, doing student ministry. But played a lot of disc golf with Tim.
Yeah.
He's beat me a lot in disc golf, but he is a fantastic human, the nicest person. And yeah, love Tim Gray. He's awesome.
So Tim's question.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He has a question. Yeah.
He wants to know what your favorite type and shape of chip and why.
My favorite type and shape of chip.
Your favorite type and shape.
Okay.
Computer chip, potato chip, poker chip.
Yes. SD cards? No. I'm going to go, okay, a new chip that I've discovered. Tara is my wife, and she's always on the lookout for... like finding versions of food that we like that maybe aren't as good for you and finding like the good version, like the more organic version. We have found a more organic, healthy version of Cool Ranch Doritos. It's like a chickpea chip, which sounds gross.
It does.
But it's fantastic.
Okay.
Pack of protein. It's a triangle, which that would be my favorite shape. Triangle chips. And then, yeah, I love like Cool Ranch. I mean, I'll still eat Cool Ranch Doritos, don't get me wrong, but now that we have this healthier version, I can slam some. It's pretty great.
So is it like you eat this chip?
Yes.
And it's like multiple of them. I can see the resemblance. Or is it like I am eating a Cool Ranch Dorito? Where is it at on that spectrum?
Okay, I would say a little less dust.
A little less dusty.
A little less dusty.
Okay.
So maybe less flavor.
So less finger licking.
But not, yeah, true. Which you shouldn't do anyway.
Well, then.
No?
I don't know.
Okay.
My favorite chip is Cheetos Puffs.
Oh, so that's like definitely
finger licking. I do be licking my fingers. That's something that happens.
That's fun. Yeah. Can't wipe that on the couch. I would say it's pretty similar. I'm not going to sit here and say it tastes exactly the same because people will be disappointed. But yeah. They sell them at Walmart. They're in a obviously blue bag with some yellow like writing on it. It's great. Okay. Yeah. So.
All right.
Check it out. No, Triangle Ranch.
No free association on this podcast. So please don't say the brand name. They can contact us if they would like sponsorship opportunities. Pikel, do you have a favorite chip?
It might be like Dorito Cool Ranch maybe, but I hate chips or other finger snacks that leave residue on my fingers.
Mm. Okay.
Because I would hate to be the guy that says, hey, can you take a picture of us and hand my like sticky phone to someone?
Nobody wants to be that guy.
You know? So it might be Doritos, but it also might just be like normal potato chips.
Nice.
Great. So love it.
What are other shapes? I'm trying to figure that out.
Do you remember 3D Doritos? Do you remember those?
They were kind of puffy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, kinda those were wild. Good. It kind of looked like
there's
a
lots
cereal.
Of different shapes. There's like ruffles.
Oh, I see.
And then there's like Ridge. The regular things. You said triangles, which is great.
Kettle cooked
great. Is like its own kind of thing. Love They're like it. A weird kind of amorphous blob.
Can
thing.
I kind of change my answer? Can I give you my second answer?
We're spending a lot of time on chips.
That's fine. Cape Cod Barbecue. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, we have another question. We have one from Luke Sayre. He says, what's a trend that you see in youth ministry right now that excites you? And this is a two-parter. What's a trend you see in youth ministry right now that we would be wise to rethink?
Ooh, my answer to the first one is perfect for the answer for the second one. Is that okay?
They're the same answer.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean by that. Sorry.
It's like, I'm excited about it, but also we shouldn't.
Yes. Well, it might be a weird reason to be excited, but
okay.
So here's... As I was exiting student ministry in South Florida, this is what I noticed. This is the trend that I saw. Or I should say we. I worked with a guy named Alex Weirda, fantastic human as well, and great youth pastor. And him and I kind of noticed the same thing where, at least in our group context, our group became much less interested in things that revolved around hype. And they wanted more just time to talk and community and like eating together. And the way that we saw this was very interesting. We had an event where we spent a good amount of the budget for the event on like some arcade games that you could play. We kind of had them out in the courtyard and you could come and play those games. And then we had pizza on the other side of the courtyard. And as we looked out at this crowd, there were maybe two kids playing arcade games and everybody else was just standing, eating pizza and talking and laughing and having the best time. And I mean, that's just one example, but there are many other examples in that time where we just realized, man, they just want to connect. They want to talk. They want to spend time with each other. And man, the fun, hype, high energy stuff is great, but I think that shifting the focus is something that is going to have to happen. And that's why it excites me, because I, you know, we would all much rather sit and talk and have that those good relationships with students and have them have those with each other. So
I feel the same way about wedding receptions.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, Tell me more. Don't like, we don't have to program the whole thing.
Yeah.
We don't need the game with the shoes and the things, and we don't all need to do the bouquet toss and the whatever. Like, just let me sit and chat.
Too much.
With my people.
I do like the dance though, like where you get to dance with your mom or dad. Those are sweet.
No, that's very sweet.
Yeah, just keep those in.
Yeah, keep what song did you dance with your mom to at your wedding?
Why would you do that to me? Oh man, it was probably Rascal Flatts.
I was going to say My Wish by Rascal Flatts. It has to be.
It wasn't. It was a country song. My mom will not listen. Well, she might listen to this. I don't remember.
Rip.
I really don't remember. I'm so sorry, Mom. It was so sweet though. It was a great moment.
Okay, so we could, I'm sure it was. We did the thing you're excited for, part two. Did we do that yet?
Well, it's just kind of an addition to that thought is that shift, at least in our ministry, that was taking place and pretty obviously shifting, made us excited because then we were able to program things differently. Mm. It changed a lot of what we did and it kind of just simplified. Like we spent less time maybe thinking about the crazy high energy, you know, all that stuff. And it was more like, how do we just get students to sit and put their phones down? I mean, you know, and maybe not even realize that they're doing it, but they are, they're talking, they're connecting, they're, the questions that they're asking, it changed our group dynamics for small groups. And so how we wrote questions and all that. So just kind of brought some energy to that. And it was an obvious shift for us. And I don't know if that's true for other ministries. Maybe it's not, but that's something that we saw where we were in Florida.
That's so cool.
And it excited me.
Yeah. Luke, great question. I will see you at Mix this summer and I'm very excited for that. Speaking of which, where might people run into you this summer, Mikey, if they want to shake your hand?
Yes.
And look you in the eyes and tell you that you did a great job on the program.
I would love that.
Where could they do that?
They'd probably be like, you look so different than what you sounded like. I just have a feeling that's going to happen. Yeah, I'll be in Michigan.
Okay.
For MOVE. Am I allowed to say? I think so. I'm new to this. I can just
Which
say where
one?
I'm going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Michigan 1 and 2.
Okay.
I will be there. I will be in Nebraska.
A great event.
Yeah, super fun.
So fun.
So I'll be there. I'm not directing that one, but I'm just there. It's a big week, right? So I'm there to help and to see it. And then I will be at Tennessee 7 at Lee.
Amazing.
Which is super fun. And I will be, obviously, Missouri 1. I'll be there for
the
that.
Joplin.
That's like our first, the Joplin 1.
Yeah.
And I might be popping in to check out some CCV stuff. That's still a little tentative, but that's kind of out there as well. So that's where I'll be.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Well, I hope people get the chance to meet you.
For sure.
I love you. I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. This
Love
is
too,
so
man.
Great for me. Thanks for being here, man. It was a good conversation.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Mallory, I love it when you are on this podcast.
Well, thank you, Brad.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Glad we get to do this again. It's so much fun. Mikey Sackrider was just on, your MOVE counterpart.
I love him.
And he's from Florida. You know that?
I do.
And we did the Florida Man thing with him.
Oh.
Have you ever done the Florida Man thing? Where you Google like Florida Man and your birthday?
Yes.
Well, we have to include you. So
please Google.
What's your birthday?
October 30th. I share
the day before Halloween.
I share a birthday with Henry Winkler. The Fonz.
Yeah. The best. Okay. Okay.
I'm so excited.
This is your Florida man story. Okay. Florida man mauled after paying for quote unquote full contact experience with a black leopard at backyard zoo.
I wasn't prepared for the Florida man to not be the one that did
the mauling.
Yeah.
No.
Like, I wasn't prepared for, he didn't do anything wrong.
He paid for a full contact experience with a black leopard.
I know, but there's a company that offers that. So they're in the wrong.
It said a backyard zoo.
I would just like to point out, I'm still shocked, but completely unsurprised that of the four of us, Mallory's had the most wild Florida man.
And I want to stand by that man. I'm going to stand by my man. Okay. And I'm going to say that he did nothing wrong. He was just paying for what he got. And he got what he got. And it's very sad. And he didn't deserve that.
If you're out there, Florida man, you can contact mallory.jenkins@ciy.com.
Well, I'm assuming he died. Did he not?
I don't know. I didn't read the article, Mal.
Do your research. Do your research. Come on.
Michael's going to look into that while we have a conversation about something better.
Thank you, Michael.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
I'm doing great.
You're here. It's pie day.
It's pie day.
Did you get some pie?
Yeah, I was a little late to the podcast because I was eating pie.
Yeah, what kind?
I had a sliver of Oreo and a sliver of peanut butter.
I love peanut butter pie.
Hey, did either of those have cream cheese? Because they both sound delicious, but I'll pass if there's cream cheese.
Oreo was a whipped cream base. Great. And then peanut butter, I think it was cream cheese.
Did you know that Michael will not eat cream cheese or sour cream?
I won't eat sour cream. It's a cold on a hot, and I hate it.
Mm, interesting.
Why would I cool down my hot taco?
I love sour cream. That's all I got. Okay, let's talk about Mix.
All right.
Mix, how many summers have you been like full-time staff member programming for Mix? What summer is this?
This is eight.
This is eight?
This is eight summers.
That's
full-time.
So fun.
Total, this would be 11.
Because you traveled with Mix.
For three summers.
For three summers beforehand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I want to start by just letting you kind of lay out what we're talking about at Mix this summer, which yes. People have heard from Mikey, so similar, but I want to hear your perspective from junior high world.
Yes. So we're really excited that we get to talk about rest this summer when we met with youth ministers last year. And we were just talking about what do students need? What do you see in your youth ministries? Over and over, it was just a need to slow down, to find margin, to find rhythm with Jesus, and find a good pace. And so the idea of finding rest and for the rest of their lives is what came to mind. And so getting to kind of camp out in the Bible and finding places where Jesus found rest is where we're going to be. And so rest of your life is the theme. And both Mikey and I, we've been working together. And so Move and Mix have very different looks, very different feels because of age, intentional programming. And so Move is very like their look and feel. It is so cool. Like it is very high school. It's going to be so cool in the way that they are encountering these stories, and we do overlap with some of our stories from the Bible. Mm-hmm. But something that really stood out to me as I was kind of reading through stories of rest was, you know, Psalm 23. And so as we've been going back and forth and discussing, Mikey is going to use Psalm 23 in the morning sessions. And then his night sessions, he's going to go elsewhere in the Bible. And so with Move, they have nine sessions. That's a lot. We have seven, which is only just two less. But we have this amazing ability, which I love at CIY, where we can say, hey, I think this way and I think this way. And we can create these different experiences for different age groups. And so the mixed team is working on this experience of starting with Matthew 11, come to me all who are weary and carry heavy burdens. And this first night just saying, you know, he is the one that is willing to walk beside us. He is the one that came to this earth. We can rest because Jesus came to teach us how to rest. And he has the authority to teach us because that is why he came. He came for us and to walk beside us. And so let's listen this week and let's learn this week. And I'm going to learn beside you. And then the next six sessions, we are going to hang out all week in the six verses of Psalm 23.
Oh, wow.
And so we're going to just break down Psalm 23. You know, the Lord is my shepherd. And I'm just so pumped for students to just take a moment to rest and memorize. And so something that we're going to do this year I'm excited about is we have an incredible design team and an incredible interactive team and film team that they've all been working together to create, you know, this bumper that, you know, there's a lot of different types of bumpers we have. Typically, when you say bumper, you think butts and seats, you know, the fun razzmatazz that, you know, plays between, you know, the worship team going away and somebody walking out and kids can go back to their seats, or the opposite, you know, it's playing while the band comes out and they all rush
getting
to the stage.
Hyped up,
yeah. But this year it was like, what if we used that intentionally and said, hey, let's build a bumper that is scripture led, that is meant for memorization, so it builds off of each other. So we're going to take Psalm 23 one step at a time. And so we're going to learn the pasture part. So let's learn 1 through 3, and let's just sessions, you know, on day 2 and night 2, let's see it twice. And so students could just rest in that and say, okay, what do these words mean? And so our beautiful world from our design team, Matthew Harris, made these gorgeous worlds for us. I mean, he hand drew all of these designs, which is just incredible, and probably was a little too like precocious. It was like, you did the poster. It's gorgeous. You want to make more? And he was like, yeah.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, because he's just so agreeable and wonderful. And so not that his voice cracks. My voice just cracked because it was like, yeah, because it was so much hard work. But he made us a location for each day. So, you know, we're going to talk about the rest of your life, but let's break this down for what it means for the week. So let's start in the pasture. So the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me lie down in green pastures. So that means a sheep doesn't want for anything. A sheep laying down in a pasture means it has eaten its fill. It can rest. So we will be hanging out in a beautiful pasture, this beautiful cartoon pasture. And so we can learn scripture that way. But then the scripture goes on to talk about dark valleys. And so we can watch the pasture bumper and help students memorize scripture and then go past the pasture into another location, into the valley. And we can keep playing this video, and it grows and it lengthens so that students can learn scripture. And then eventually, our last day, we get to the shore. And the shore, you know, surely your goodness and your faithfulness will pursue me the rest of my life. And surely I will live in the house of the Lord forever, you know, and this shore, you know, leads into this beautiful sunset and saying, yeah, the earth is round, or at least we hope it is. We know it is, you know.
Do we know?
He's like, hot take. in the year 2024, I have a hot take. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's cylindrical. And so it's like, no, let's repeat. You know, we're going to go through times of rich rest and pasture, and we have our fill, but we're going to go through dark valleys. But the shore is on the other side. Like, we are going through ups and downs, and this scripture tells us that the Lord is always there with us. And so, students, hold on to that truth that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. And even though you go through dark valleys, he is there and you can live with the Lord forever.
So here's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
This is a question I have. You, even as you're describing that, are describing very peaceful, beautiful, tranquil state of being, right? Mm-hmm. Even your voice is like very soothing, calming, whatever. So I want to know how you are going to talk to middle school students about this and still like let them be middle schoolers. You know what I mean?
Good question.
Yeah.
So let me take a drink of water.
We heard that.
So good question. We will have so many different things for students because we believe at Mix that students need to pause and play. Mm-hmm. And so with this week of rest, our kind of mission is for students to think, if I don't know where to find rest now as a middle schooler, where will I find rest the rest of my life?
Right.
And so we want them to pause and play this week. We want them to be kids. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times with our grueling daily schedules at home, when we're doing chores, when we are going to extracurricular activities, when we're going to school, when we're doing all these things, we lose that pausing, we lose that play, we lose these moments that really make you a child. And kids don't like to be called kids or children. But when you're a sixth, seventh, and eighth grader, you are a child. Yeah. You just want to grow up, but you are a child. And that's why we intentionally want to call them students. We, in all of our, you know, all of our printed material, but even the things that no one sees, just our material, the MCC or speakers or hosts, I make sure that we're always typing students because we don't want to call them kids. Because we know that that's a respect thing. They don't want to be called it, but they should. They should play and they should have fun. So we're going to have those opportunities. Outer Realm this year is wild. It's going to be so fun in the fact that it is dinosaurs. And yes. So it is dinosaur doomsday preppers. Okay.
Amazing.
So imagine. Imagine the dorkiest looking dinosaurs you can.
Yeah.
That they were prepping for the meteor.
Like they, what if they had been prepared?
Yeah, yeah. What if they were? What if they saw like things flying in the sky and they were like, hey guys, should we like, I don't know. Like, what if? And so like we have one that, you know, his name is Stash. And so he has a mustache, but also he's the canner, okay? Yeah. He's getting the cans.
Yeah.
He's getting the food. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of satchels.
Yep.
Satchels, yes. See, Stash is in my head.
Yeah,
Stash.
Yeah. Satchels.
Yes. He has a lot of like fanny packs, a lot of things strapped to him. So he is the one that has everything.
Yeah.
Now, then we got Boots, you know? Mm-hmm. We got one that he is the weather guy. He's got the umbrella, he's got the boots, he's got the forecast, he knows what's coming.
Very important.
Very
when
important.
A giant meteor is coming towards the earth.
Yes. Yep. And then we have one that can fly.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to tell you what they are.
Yeah,
because,
totally.
But you can probably use your imagination. But I want it to be a surprise. So one that can fly, but he also so he's got, you know, the bird's eye view. He can really keep a lay of the land, and he is, you know, he's the spy. He is keeping everything. He's the messenger. He's communication. He's got it all. And then we got Tic-Tac. Tic-Tac, he's the one that's got all of the technology. Mm. Okay? So he's got like a radar thing on his tail, like one of those dish you put on your houses. Yep. Like he's got one on his tail. He's got tactical goggles. He's just, you know, night vision. He is ready if power outage, because they've got electricity, you know,
It reminds me of what's Kiwi Kwan's character from The Goonies?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah? What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, dang it. But that's him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look it up, Michael. That's him.
Kiwi Kwan's character is Data.
Data! He's Data from the Goonies.
So all of our four Outer Realm teams have been preparing for the meteor to strike. So,
can I guess the colors of all of those?
Yes, you can guess the four colors.
Stash is red.
Okay.
Boots is blue. Mm. The one that flies, you didn't tell us a name, I don't think, is yellow. And Tic Tac is green. Am I right on any of those?
You were right on one. Dang it. Boots is blue because it's just over the plate.
Yeah.
Boots is blue. Yeah. Stash is green. Boots is blue. Tic Tac is Data.
Yeah.
Tic Tac is yellow. And then I think we call him PT because he's a pterodactyl.
Nice.
At one point, his character did have TP on his tail.
Yeah.
Because he had TP, PT. So mm-hmm. I'm confused on what we ended up calling him.
Probably PT.
But I want to say...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. We'll see. It might just be like... Bird. I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember. But it's really fun. So great. It's going to be great. And then like the... opposing side would be like the cool dinosaurs. So like, you know, you always have kind of like a little bit of like somebody's always trying to take their supplies, you know, like we had a dog catcher, our pound year. Mm-hmm. So this year it's the cool kids in school. So imagine the jocks. These are the dinosaurs that did not prepare. Okay. They're the raptors and the T-Rexes.
And we know how their story ends.
Yeah.
Rip.
Well, all of them, but yeah. But rip. So the raptors and the T-Rexes, they are not the mascots because we realized that everybody would want to be a T-Rex, raptor or a T-Rex. Yeah. We realized that would be a fighting battle all summer long. So we made them the cool kids that they're kind of like the villains that are coming in and being like, yo, we weren't prepared because we were just, you know, we were, you know, picking up the chicks. We did not get the cans. We did not prepare at all. So now they're coming in and trying to like, hey, share your stuff.
Yeah.
Share your goods.
Let us live too.
Let us live too. And so that's kind of a little bit of the conflict once everything goes down.
That sounds so fun. And I can't wait to see how it all plays out. Want to hear one more thing about Mix. So been doing this for 8 years. Mm-hmm. Mix kind of follows a formula. You know, when people come, they know what to expect. What's something new? What's something we're throwing at the wall this year that's like going to be fun? And if you don't have to give away too much.
Okay.
But if you could just give us a little peek.
So something we're really excited about because it's theme specific is that on day 3 morning, we are going to have a very untraditional, that's not a word.
It is now.
It is now. A very non-traditional.
Non-traditional, unconventional, however you want to look at it.
Yes, yes. Unconventional, non-traditional morning session where our heartbeat is to teach students that Jesus went into the wilderness to seek isolation and to seek being with God. Mm-hmm. And he taught his disciples how to pray. He taught so many people that they could go to God and they could step outside of their average schedule and their normal rhythms to seek God. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is we want to practice that at Mix. And so what we didn't want to do was say, here are some tips for how when you get back to your normal schedule, you can introduce times with God and not practice it at Mix. So we want to break our normal schedule of, you know, morning session, night session, morning session, night session, morning session, night session. We wanted to do something not traditional.
Yeah.
And so we are going to have this wilderness experience where we are going to have 25 activities for adult leaders and their students, these small groups to get to do at campuses, whether it's rain or shine, we are going to put on this amazing experience for students to go and experience God. And a lot of them are, most of them are self-led. Mm-hmm. And so you can do them in the dorms, but most of them, they have things all over campus that you can go and go to a station. And it's like, hey, this is something you saw in our Kingdom Worker videos. Now let's break it down and let's discover what we could do. Mm-hmm. Or here is this activity, or let's go do this sidewalk chalk and explore rest in the Bible. And students could kind of lean into the things they're interested in, and they could discover, oh, that's rest that I would like to lean into when I get home.
So it's not like they're doing all 25.
No.
It's like, oh, we can pick 10 that really resonate with our group, and we can go and do these things.
Each experience could range from 5 minutes to 20 minutes to 30 minutes, depending on your group. Mm-hmm. If you have a group that wants to run through and wants to get done as many as possible, you could get done maybe 12, I think, or go for it. Try to get done 25, but please do not disrupt the others, you know, but we do have like some time slots where we're going to have, you know, scripture being read over the students at the zone, and we'll have 15 minute worship slots of acoustic worship, and we'll have, you know, prayers happening, and we'll have all these different things that you can do as a small group to see where, hey, worship can happen with music, but it also can happen with me playing with Legos. It can happen playing card games and thinking through the make and the model of a game. And is this a game that is made for me to look out for myself, or is it a collaborative game? And these little acts of activities together and conversation could really build and bond groups together. And really, it's up to the small groups what they get out of it. And we hope that this is, and our desire is to set up groups and set up the churches to have a wonderful experience where this is something that they would love. But our hearts are to give an experience that truly is restful and is setting an example of what students could do and see what they love to do and how they could see Jesus beyond this week.
Yeah, very cool. I'm excited. I didn't get to do a mix last year, and I get to do two this summer. And I'm so pumped. I'm so pumped to watch it play out. I think it's going to be a great, great thing for our churches and students to experience. So bravo, brava on all of your work with that. So with that, Mallory, it is time for the mailbag.
Oh, so, wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that mailbag.
They brought some heavy hitters for you. I don't know if that's true. I have not read the questions. Michael has.
We have a question from Michelle Cruz, fan favorite.
She always does.
And she's asking, can I have Mallory or Caleb's job pretty please?
Oh, Michelle.
She can have Caleb's.
Yeah, she can have Caleb's.
Great.
But not,
I'll let her know.
Not Mallory's.
I really love it.
Yeah,
I know. But like, I don't.
It's so hard for me to imagine literally anybody but you doing that job.
But we're all replaceable.
Well, sure, but that doesn't mean that we have to be replaced. But,
I know, but I was like, but I don't know. I don't want to willingly give it up. But one of our Kingdom Workers stories this year, she's incredible. And I don't know if it'll make the cut of the video, but at the very end, I just very kind of solemnly, like, you're going to take my job one day. I was like, just give me 15 years. Like, just give me 15 years. You're 14. Like, I'm 31 now. You'll become, like,
I will pass the baton I will to you.
Like, become my age, and then I will be old.
Yeah.
And you take. I won't be old. I mean,
that person is not Michelle Cruz.
No, she's old, too.
Yeah.
She'll be 45, too. Not saying you're too old, but saying I will be on to the next chapter.
Yeah.
And she will be younger with the youths.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. I gotcha.
Her name's Emmy, and I can't wait.
So, Michelle.
No.
Yes, Caleb. No, Mallory.
Yep.
Great. We'll set up a meeting with Caleb and Michelle and
hash it out.
Yeah. Hey, we have a question from our friend Haley Fouts.
Haley Fouts!
Mallory, I think this is a great question for you to get to answer.
Oh my gosh, I love her so much.
Haley's asking, what does collaboration look like in the office across staff?
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
Great question.
Oh, I feel like we could talk about that for an hour.
Oh my gosh, we really could. It's really good. And she probably asked this question like weeks ago. And then she actually came because she's one of our event staff last year. And then she came over her spring break. She's a backstage manager for Superstarts. So she came to the office and sat on my couch in my office. And then I never came to my office and really sat down, but like twice that day because it was like, hey, this thing changed in about the mix set. And then it was like, okay. And then I like left. And then it was like, we have an idea about design. And then I like left. And then she was like helping me with our wilderness experience. She was helping me write some stuff. And then I come back. I'm like, how do you feel about that? And then somebody would be like, yoo-hoo, over here. And then I was like, all right. I mean, it is just chaos. But it's great chaos because we have a lot of amazing people on our team that have brilliant ideas. And also, you don't have to have brilliant ideas. You can champion brilliant ideas. They don't have to be yours. A film pitch this year is probably going to be the best ever. It was Alex Christian's idea. It is a clip game for our student-only session and for our morning show. It's called Survival of the Fittest, where we're going to take our staff in dinosaur costumes and we're going to put them through conditioning, you know, to see if they would survive a disaster. And then later in the week, we're going to put them through natural disasters.
Sure.
You know, mudslide, ice age, hurricane winds, being hunted. We're going to put them through it. And
who are these people?
Avery, Josh, Cam, Mika,
checks out,
Amy, Corey,
okay,
and Alex, So there's just a lot of people. It's a lot of we had to use our staff for liability insurance.
We can't just freeze some contracted person.
Well, it was very hard getting a skating rink that would allow you to put adults in helmets, footsie pajamas on a skating rink that's been freshly zambonied and let you throw exercise balls at them as they try to make it to the other side.
Right.
This is an email that I, an adult human, sent to many skating rinks in the four-state area and was like, hey, can we do this? And one was like, heck yes, baby. And I was like, thank you. And so it's amazing. Like, collaboration is not just having good ideas and pushing them forward. It's championing great ideas. And so Alex had this amazing idea, and then it's my job to champion that. And so it's like, I'll find an ice rink. And so we have these also amazing people on staff that's like, I will put on footsie pajamas and yabba dabba do across ice and try to make students laugh by, you know, standing up and saying, I think the teal dinosaur will make it across all these things, you know? And so it's so fun and it's so interactive and it's so silly and it's so meaningful. And so, we're going to do some really awesome rest activities and have students think through prayer and think through times of, I don't know, just pensive moments of thinking about, you know, what do I lack? What do I need? What don't I have? But we're also going to let them just be wild and be like, yes, I am watching two dinosaurs fight it out, white knuckle, on a tube being pulled by a speedboat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's ministry.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Everything is kingdom work. That's what I learned everything at Superstart this year.
It really is. It really is.
Or not everything is, but everything can be kingdom work.
Amen.
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 On that note, Mallory, I think it's time for us to wrap up our time together. I know. I'm so excited for Mix.
Hey, one last note before we really wrap things up. The Florida man lived. He had to undergo multiple surgeries.
How old is he, and is he single? Oh my gosh, this is it.
I am not sure. I don't see an age anywhere, but I might be able to find out, but I don't know how quickly.
Keep digging. Gosh. What's your range?
I'm 31.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is it. I'm getting excited. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, if he's 50, you're still going to go for it.
Okay, Brad, don't be gross.
I'm not. I'm asking a question. All right, we have to wrap this up.
I don't know, but is he going to the Florida event?
I'll be there.
We should.
I think we can find out.
Oh my gosh, invite him and just like, I don't know. See, vet him for me.
Okay, I will. I will.
Stand by your man.
Do I have permission to give him your number?
No.
Okay. Michael, can we be done?
Yeah.
Okay. Point him to my Instagram.
Mallory, thank you for a wonderful time hosting the podcast. I always appreciate it. I would love it if you would wrap us up, close us out by reading our blessing.
All right. May God show you grace and bless you. May he make his face shine on you. May you experience the love of Christ, through whom God gives you fullness of life. May you be strengthened by his power. May Christ himself make his home in your heart, that you will be full of his love and grace, and that those you serve would see Jesus in you. Amen.
This episode was produced by Michael Hester, Lauren Bryan, and myself. Thank you so much to Mikey and Mal for spending a little bit of time with me in a very, very busy season for them. So truly thankful for them. Also very thankful for you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe to our show wherever you listen to podcasts. We would love that. We would love for you not to miss anything that we put out there. Speaking of all the things we put out there, we are going to be back in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, you can feel free to reach out to us on the CIY Community Facebook group or by email at podcast@ciy.com. See you next time.